Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Today is General Municipal Election Day in Missouri. Polls are open today until 7 p.m. The Missouri Department of Social Services says it is covering more non-opioid treatments for Medicaid patients suffering from chronic pain in an attempt to avoid substance abuse. In a news release, the services now offered will include chiropractic care and acupuncture. A recent report from the National Academies of Science says it is much easier to get opioid-prescribed drugs than the drugs that can treat them. Associate Professor David Patterson Silverwolf of Washington University in St. Louis helped write the report. He says the treatment includes drugs like methadone and naltrexone from specialized clinics. He says there is one population who could immediately benefit.
There are lots of people in drug courts, jails, and prisons that have an opioid use disorder, but medications are not. You know, it's sort of a policy that they're not going to use these medications.
About 130 Americans die per day from opioid overdoses. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says another misstep has been made by the Missouri Department of Revenue, this time an illegal one. Galloway says the agency should have informed a legislative rules committee that it changed tax withholdings in January. She says revenue officials overwithheld taxes from many Missouri taxpayers.
The decision to take more money out of paychecks without following the law shows a clear pattern of mismanagement. And the resignation of one unelected bureaucrat does not equate to accountability.
After five hearings by a bipartisan House committee on the department's failure to communicate to the public about another tax withholding change, Joel Walters resigned last month as Revenue Department Director. Missouri Net has contacted Governor Parson's office for a response. The Missouri Supreme Court has overturned the death sentence for a man convicted of killing the mother of his child and her boyfriend in southern Missouri in 2011. Brian Howsworth reports.
In a unanimous ruling, the Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that the circuit court committed errors during the trial. The Supreme Court has upheld the first-degree murder conviction for 51-year-old Marvin Rice, but they've ordered a new penalty phase trial. Rice was convicted of killing Annette Durham and her boyfriend, Stephen Strotkamp.
Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is co-sponsoring a measure that aims to reduce prescription drug prices. The legislation would bar drug makers from charging U.S. customers more than European and Canadian customers. A state Senate committee is considering whether to prevent businesses from boycotting or discriminating against Israel if they are receiving money from Missouri. The measure would not apply to contracts under $100,000 or to companies with less than 10 workers. This is Missouri Net.